Shall we pray? Father God, we're meeting here in your house, and we want to thank you. We're meeting here because we want to offer you our praise and our thanksgiving. We're meeting here because we want to hear your holy word. And we want to receive it, Lord. We're here to pray for the needs of the world. We're here to ask your forgiveness of our sins. And we're here to seek your love. In the name of Jesus, we make this prayer. Amen. Are you ready to sing then? Are you ready to praise God? We've got a humdinger of an arrangement for you. Well, I think it is. I hope you'll think so too. Let's sing, "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven."
Good morning. The last time I stood here to lead our prayer time was just over 2 years ago, a Sunday that will remain in my memory for quite some time, as 3 days later we went into national and congregational lockdown. So I'm hoping that today will be memorable for different reasons. As I began to prepare my thoughts for leading us in prayer this morning, my mind kept coming back to the idea of relationships and how we keep these healthy, which often takes as much effort as looking after our physical health. My son and his young family have been to visit us briefly this weekend, and it's been great to spend a little bit of time with them. I found myself marvelling at their boundless energy both Tim and Katie seem to have whilst keeping Rory, aged 4, amused and entertained, whilst being sleep-deprived from Annabelle, who has yet to learn where the sleep button is. They are making great parents. As Tim nurtures his own family, we can already begin to see how our relationships start to change. And we are finding it quite amusing at the moment that he seems to think that he also has to parent us too. He tries to tell us the best way to do things or give us advice, and we just smile. Sadly, like many of you here today, I no longer have my parents, but I do have Pete's parents who live in Yorkshire. Over lockdown, communication was really important, not only to make sure they were okay, but also to maintain that close contact and to develop our relationship with them. At 92 years of age, they're doing quite well, and we've been able to FaceTime them almost on a daily basis. Whilst being great to see and hear them, this can also be very frustrating. Dad, take your finger off the camera. Have you got your hearing aids in? We can't see you. Make sure your face is in the box at the bottom of the screen. Despite all of this, it is wonderful that we can communicate in this way. Our relationship with our Father in heaven takes just as much commitment. We need to work at it to ensure that our relationship with him continues to grow. Imagine what it might be like to FaceTime our Heavenly Father. Before I lead us in prayer, I want us to focus on that relationship with God this morning. As I was gathering these thoughts, the words of the song, "This is my Father's world," kept running through my mind, particularly this verse. "This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere." I'm going to ask John if he could just play the melody through just once this morning. And before I lead in prayer, we each have the opportunity just to raise our own silent prayers, thinking about our relationship with God just now. Let us pray. This Father's Day, we remember the many sacrifices fathers make for their children and families, and the ways, both big and small, they lift children to achieve dreams thought beyond reach. We also remember all those who have helped fill the void when fathers pass early or are absent, grandfathers and uncles, brothers and cousins, teachers, and those in our community who support our families. Bless every father and grandfather with the best of your spiritual blessings today. Let him know he is not alone in the tasks you have given him to provide for and support those under his care. Show him how much you delight in his work and affirm the value of whatever you have given him to do, both as a father or a grandfather or as a child of yours. Confirm his worth daily so he has no reason to doubt whether he is loved in the eyes of his Heavenly Father. Fatherhood does not come with a manual, and reality teaches us that the path is not always easy. We ask for your blessings for them all. For those who are fathers, we ask for wisdom and humility in the face of the task of parenting. Give them the strength to do well by their children and by you. Let them look to your example and to parent with patience, unconditional love and understanding. We thank you for our ongoing relationship with you, our Father in heaven, this morning. We trust you, we love you, and we thank you. Amen.
It's the children's spot. Now, I've got some chairs out the front here, so please come and join me at the front. Now, Connor, I know you're big now, but can you help me today? Come and sit on a big chair, because you're one of the big ones, okay? And Alicia's coming, and Gillian's coming, and Hudson's coming, and Felicity's here, and Isla's here, and Matthew's here. And Catherine, thank you. Thank you, Catherine's here. I know your name's Catherine, but I'm getting a bit old now, you know, and I keep forgetting names. I don't know, you don't have that problem, but I do. Well, welcome. I want to tell you a story, and I just need to get a little something out of my Bible. Gillian, who is sitting just there, she loves to take me on walks. Well, we were on holiday about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it was raining, 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 raining. And she said, the next day after all this rain, she said, I and you, we're going for a walk. I've got a map. And I thought, along the crumbling cliffs. I wasn't too pleased about that, but she said, no, it's a lovely walk. I've never done it, but it's a lovely walk. We're going on the cliff top. We're going on a shingle beach. We're going down a farm track. We're going down country lanes. We've got to cross a stile. And I said, well, all right, but I think it's going to be muddy. And you know, we set off in the sunshine. And as we went further and further, it got muddier and muddier and muddier. I was covered in mud. Gillian was a bit more dainty. She was still covered, but in a beautiful way. Now, when somebody came in here this morning and sat right down in the seats at the front here, what did they see in church that's not normally here? Who is it, Alison? Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. Do you all know Peppa Pig? Well, there she is, and I'm just going to get her, because Hudson, you wanted to get her earlier, didn't you? Do you want to hold her? Yes. Right. Here she is, and I thought I'd introduce you, if you don't know Peppa Pig, here she is. Now, she's supposed to speak, but I don't know if you'll hear her. Can you hear it? Do you notice about Peppa Pig? She's got mud all over her because she likes jumping up and down in muddy puddles. I'm going to put Peppa just here, okay? Because can I have the grey screen, please? Because after we'd seen a lot of the countryside on our walk, we actually are waiting for a grey screen. So if you'll just bear with me. If we haven't got it up, I'll move on. Thank you. So, we actually walked on a bit further. We were covered in mud. And eventually the sunshine came out. We walked a bit further. And do you know what we saw in a field? Pigs. Pigs. These weren't common pigs. These pigs all had the most wonderful little houses. They weren't muddy at all. They'd been inside their houses. And when the sun shone, they came out again. My story today is all about pigs. And you're going to help me. Oh, and so are you, Freddie. Come up here. Come on. Give Freddie a welcome. Now, Freddie here. I've got a headband for Peggy. I've got a pig headband for Freddie. It just ain't going to go round his head. So, Freddie, I'm going to have to do something else here. Here he is. Now, you might have a bit of overlap now, Freddie. If I just come round here, can you hold it where it's going to be all right for you? Is that going to be all right?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I'll try not to get too much of your hair caught up. Is that it? Let me have a look at you. Yeah, you'll do. I'm not going to move it, all right? It's got a wonky pig. Now, Freddie, you have to, in order to pass the test, you have to, if only I could find out where to switch this on. I've got it. You hold that there and about there, Freddie, all right? You have to be part of the talk, all right? And these are all my pigs here. They're all my pigs. The test is you have to grunt. Do a grunt. Louder. Who wants to grunt in the microphone? Oh, yes, go on. Have a grunt. That's what you pass the test. Have a seat if you can find one. Can we have a... Well done. That's it. Here, everybody, sellotape, scissors. Headbands. Who wants a headband? You do? Yeah? You do? Yeah? Gillian, can you come and help with the headbands? You do? Lovely. Do you want one? Yay. Now, you're all my pigs, all right? And Gillian will come and help you put... Do you want one? Yeah. Anybody else want a headband? You're still picking me up? Great, thank you. Right. Now, everybody. I'm nearly there. I am there. And I'm still on mic. How wonderful. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about the pigs. All right? But every time I mention the word pig, you've got to grunt and wriggle. All right? So every time, grunt and wriggle. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my clothes. Look at the mess all over my clothes. Do you know why they're messy? Because I'm looking after you pigs. Well, the reason I'm looking after you pigs is that I haven't got any money. There's a famine. I haven't got any food. I think I know what I'll do. I'm going to eat you. No, not you. Your pig food. Pig food. Keep going, Freddie. Lead them on, mate. Well done. I hope you can hear them. They're grunting like mad. Do you know, I used to be quite well off. I had a lovely dad. Lovely dad. He really looked after me. But I decided that I'd had enough of that. I was going to go to my dad, and I did go to him. And I said, look, give me all the money that I'm entitled to. A bit earlier than I should have done. And he did. He gave me all the money, and I went off to another land. And here I am with you pigs. Well done. And look at me. I don't know what to do now. Do you know what I think I'll do? I think I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go back home and I'm going to say to my dad, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Just take me back home, will you? And do you know... I can tell you the end of the story. I did go back home, and he was so pleased to see me. He was actually out looking for me. And he gave me the biggest hug and the biggest kiss. And I could hardly speak before he said, "Go and get my boy a new robe." I haven't got to wear this anymore. "Go and get my boy a new ring." "Go and get my boy new shoes." God, I was so relieved. I went back home. Gemma's going to tell you some more about this story, because I'm going to invite John now to come and speak to you, and he's going to pray for you too, all right?
Before we pray, Connor became a teenager, was it yesterday? Happy birthday. Do you know you get a lot more pocket money now when you're a teenager? That's, yeah, yeah. If you don't, tell me next Sunday and I'll announce it, right? Okay. So, off you are going to go snorting, and you're going to go with Gemma.
I've forgotten something. All the children have got a gift to give to all the men here. Now, it's not going to take long. They're going to come right down the aisles, both sides, and all the men, if you're a daddy or not, it doesn't matter. You're going to get a gift from the children.
Right? Can you do that? Right then.
You go to the back on this side, all right?
All right.
You go to the front on this side, okay? You go to the back. You go to the front. And Hudson, can you go round this some? You go to the band, Hudson. All right? And can you go to the band, Connor, with a few? Can you just go here, over here and bring me those that are left, all right? Lovely. Can you go and see, thank you. Can you go and see if all the band has got one? Just go round the band. Anybody missing one? Everyone in the band. Thank you. I'll put that in my pocket. Thank you. Hello, Richard. There's a present for you. All right, it's a key ring. You're welcome. Thank you, darling. Is that it? Yeah, okay. Children, come back to the front now. Come back.
Right, children, we're just... If you stand in a circle... Great, we're all here now. So remember about the story about the pigs, okay? And you're going to wear your pig outfit as you go into Sunday school? Okay, just a quick prayer and then you can snort off, okay? Right. Lord, thank you for this story that made us laugh and that we've enjoyed. But we realize the story behind it, how Father forgave his son. And I just pray now as our young people go into Sunday school, they will learn more about this lesson. Amen. After three snorts, off you go. Go. that's all over with. And you can relax now. The children are going and Gemma takes over. We have enough, I think, for an open air. Depends how the time goes, but we'll make a decision at the end of our meeting. I don't know whether there's a prayer tonight. There is prayer, Zoom prayer, at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. And if you want more information, Jackie will... 5:30. Jackie will give you information how to get on to that. On Wednesday, of course, it's Friends Together at 1:30 onwards. And next Sunday, our commanding officers will be back and leading our meeting. Can I remind you that there is an advisory team meeting on the 5th of July. Before then, if you have any ideas or suggestions how the church should go or anything you'd like introduced, then either see someone who belongs to the group or there is a list on the notice board that you can enter your idea on. On the 3rd of July, we say goodbye to our commanding officers, and on the 24th of July, we welcome new ones. So on those Sundays, I would love you to stay behind after the service because there will be refreshments provided. And on the farewell, there's an opportunity for you to say goodbye to our officers. And on the 24th, of course, you can meet the new people there. So that's those two Sundays. And finally, this is for men only, okay? For men only. I don't know why, but it's for men only. And it comes from Dee and Kim. The United Reformed Church is being used from tomorrow until Friday, the whole week, to receive pre-booked Ukrainian refugees who will be shown how to get a visa and how to apply for citizenship. But they would like any men who are possible to give an hour or so on each or any of those days to let them know. And that would be not to do any form filling, but it will be just to telling them where to go, into which room to go, helping them to get tea and coffee. Now, if you feel you could do some of this work, if you look on the notice board as you go out, there's all the details on there. And there are coordinators for each day. So if you can do Wednesday, then look on the list and see who is responsible for Wednesday. They have an email list on this notice board. If you don't use the email, then you can ring Kim on the number. So if you look, as you go out, you look this way and you read what's on that the officers don't have to see. And then if you turn to your left, you'll see this notice where you can find out whether you're able to help. So I hope you will, and thank you for listening. And now we're going to sing again. Ah, that's good, isn't it? And so I'll invite you to stand, and we're going to sing. The words will come on the screen. Another piece of paper. It's How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And the piano will help us with the music. So would you like to stand, please, as we sing this song through?
Oh, I'm going to invite the band to play their piece now. And this is a new song to me, anyhow. It's a lovely piece. It's called Strength is Perfect. And it talks about how in our weakness, God is our strength. And His strength is perfect.
Thank you.
now going to have our Bible reading. And I set you a task. All I want you to do when you listen to the story, because you'll know it so well, I'm going to ask you a question a little later. And it'll be, what were the first two words? Listen to the whole story. That what were the first two words?
As always, it's a privilege to read God's words, especially when your eyesight is not that good. So I will do my best. The parable of the lost son, Luke 15:11-32, NIV, UK. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against the heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms round him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the eldest son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. The elder brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. Amen.
I always think the headings of the readings are sometimes a little bit strange in our Bibles, because the heading for that reading was the parable of the lost son. And if we only see it as that, we miss the point, because it is the parable of the loving Father. O love that wilt not let me go. The songsters are going to sing to us now, and they're going to sing a version of that hymn that was written so quickly by the author. He says he wrote it in 5 minutes. And then the music was set to it. And the chap who set the music wrote that in a very short time. He says, before the pen was the ink was dry on my paper, the pen was down and I'd finished. The choir has been practicing for a bit longer than 5 minutes. And they're going to come and sing to us now a beautiful version of O Love. think it's time for you to sing again. We're going to have a really quick hymn now. So stand up. Now. Stand up now. Get yourselves ready, because we're going to sing "He Giveth More Grace As Our Burdens Grow Greater." And you're not allowed to beat the band. Well done, sit down. Now, look, time marches on. That wasn't the reason for singing it quickly, but you know this story, don't you? You know the Bible story that we had today so clearly read for us. It really doesn't need a sermon. If you really heard what that parable was about. You see, I asked you a question, didn't I? And the question was, what was the first two words that began our Bible reading? And what were they? Jesus continued. Do you know, Jesus was always in a problematic preach, because he had those who wanted to listen and those who were the critics. And we have to go right back to the beginning of that chapter. The reading would have been too long to include today, but if you go right back to the beginning of that chapter, it says here, chapter 15, now the tax collectors and sinners, that's one group over here, were gathering round to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were there also, and they were muttering. And they said, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them some parables. This is the only occasion in the Gospel of Luke where in one chapter Jesus tells three parables. The first parable, which you'll know, is about the lost sheep. 100 lost sheep, and the shepherd goes to seek one that is lost. The next parable, because Jesus continued, was about the lost coin. A lady had 10 coins and she lost one. So she swept the house. She lit the light. She searched for the lost coin until she found it. 100. 10. And then the next story. One. The lost son. No. Two. There were two lost sons. There was the son who took his inheritance and went away and lived. And there was the son who stayed back home working for his father. I used to feel so sorry for that son, you know, that one who stayed home and worked for his father and was dutiful and did everything right. Here's the clever bit. Jesus was drawing in these listeners and he was saying, you Pharisees, you think you do everything right, don't you? Can you see the comparison with the son who stayed at home? He did everything right, but what had he lost? He'd lost his heart for the Father. He was dutiful. I think there's a message for the church here. It is possible to be so involved with the life of the church that you lose your love for God because you just come weighed down with having to do so much. Then there's the other son. The son who went away, who got in a muddle, who said, I'm going to go back to my father. And that's what he did. He actually said, well, look, I'll go back, not as a son, but I'll go back as a hired servant, a slave. And he went on his way. And you know the story, you've heard it. This is the third time you'll have heard it today. So I'm not going to repeat the story. But he goes back to his father, having said, Father, this is what I'm going to say to you. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. The son was going back to the father where he knew well. He didn't know. That's the whole point. He didn't know how his father would receive him. But what happened when that son went home? Before he was at the house, his father was out there. His father ran towards him. And he embraced him. And he said, welcome home. The son was just about to say what he'd rehearsed. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But he didn't get the bit in. Make me one of your hired servants. Because the father said, get a new robe. Not that dirty one I was wearing. The pink. Had messed up. Get a new robe for this son of mine. Get a ring to put on his finger and give him sandals to wear, because sandals are not the sign of a slave. Slaves didn't wear sandals. And Jesus says to the people who are listening, well, actually, he doesn't. Did you know that? This is the one occasion where Jesus doesn't explain the parable. And he doesn't say, those who have ears to hear, let him hear. But it's your job, and it's my job, to hear this story that is a parable. This story that is a parable. You know what a parable is? You learnt it at Sunday school. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. God says to us when we say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Because every week we mess up. And God our Father, if we only approach him, is waiting to run to us. And he's waiting to give us a robe. He's waiting to give us a clean robe that's been cleansed. Father, I have sinned against heaven. Here's your new robe. That sin is washed away and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. You are my son. You are my child, is what God says to all of us. and he puts a ring on our finger. It's a parable, don't forget. These are symbols to show us that we belong to his family. And thirdly, he gives us new shoes. He puts sandals on our feet because we're not his slaves. He wants us to love him first and then to love others. May God bless you all this week as you realize again the richness of our Heavenly Father's love. God bless you all. You know, there's so many things in life I just don't understand. One thing I've learned is that we are safe in the hands of God. I don't understand so much, but I trust that I'm safe in the hands and arms of God.
Trusting in God, we can be sure, no matter where life may lead. His promise is told, he's in control, he's everything we need. Safe in the Father's hands, we are safe in the Father's hands. Though there may be things we don't understand, we're safe in the Father's hands. We are safe in the Father's hands. Though there may be things we don't understand, we're safe in the Father's hands. Safe in the Father's hands, we are safe in the Father's hands. Though there may be things we don't understand, we're safe in the Father's hands. Safe in the Father's hands.
And so we come to the end of our service. One more song to sing, and then I'd like to pray a blessing over you. Let's sing. And let's sing to our Father and thank him for his faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Pardon for peace, pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Last verse. And now, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us always. Thank you.